Chapter 2, Information Technology. We begin with IT personnel roles, focusing specifically on segregation of duties. Operators, programmers, and librarians must have segregated duties in an IT environment. The people in charge of scheduling and running jobs must not have programming or storage duties. Programmers can't be allowed to run jobs or store data. Librarians who are in charge of storage can't run jobs or write code. A systems analyst designs or purchases the IT system and is responsible for system flowcharts. The systems analyst serves as a liaison between users of the IT system and the programmers. A systems administrator controls access to the database. If you picture an administrative assistant controlling access to the CEO, the systems administrator does the same thing. They control access to the database. The systems programmer writes, maintains, and tests software, systems, and compilers, which we will talk about in a minute. Internal control for a systems programmer. A systems programmer can also have application, in other words, software, programming duties. Also, a programmer cannot be an operator. A systems operator schedules and monitors jobs. They also run the IT help desk. I once worked in the general ledger accounting department for an international corporation. Oftentimes, especially during close week, we would be waiting on different jobs to run that would import international transactions into the general ledger. Those jobs were run by a systems operator, internal control. An operator can't also be a programmer. Compensating controls. These are used if duties can't be segregated due to logistical reasons. Maybe the entity doesn't have enough staff to segregate the IT duties. In this instance, a compensating control would include computer logs so that all actions taken by an individual in charge of conflicting duties would be recorded. A control group then reviews those logs. Management information systems. Management information systems are used for decision making. An accounting information system is a type of management information system that processes transactions. An executive information system is specialized for company executive needs, but they assist with strategy only. Executive information systems have no decision-making capabilities. You can remember this because what do executives get paid the big-time salaries to do? They sit around marble conference tables and strategize. They don't actually do any real work. Of course, I'm being facetious so you can remember that an executive information system doesn't actually make any decisions. Expert systems. Expert systems use reasoning. And with an expert system, no human interpretation is needed. You can remember this because experts are the authority and no one needs to interpret what an expert says. A decision support system is where the computer provides data and then gives interactive support. Human interpretation is needed in a decision support system. It helps make decisions, but contrast that with an expert system where no interpretation is needed. Again, decision support systems need interpretation. Let's quickly recap. Accounting information systems process transactions. Executive information systems are for strategy only. No decision making is involved. Expert systems are where the computer uses reasoning with no human interpretation. Finally, with a decision support system, the computer provides the data, but human interpretation is required. Computing and reports. An ad hoc report is a report that a user initiates on demand, and an example of an ad hoc report would be a query. Exception reports are produced when edit tests, check digits, or self-checking digits identify a problem. As a rule, everything is working properly. These, however, are errors that are an exception to the rule. End user computing. End user computing is where the user develops and executes its own application. E-commerce benefits and risks. One of the benefits of e-commerce is that it makes business transactions easier. If you're selling on eBay, you don't have to wait weeks for Grandma Nelly to send you a check via snail mail. Instead, Grandma Nelly can buy your eBay trinket on her iPhone and pay you right away with her PayPal app. Some of the risks of e-commerce is compromised data or theft. Your credit card number could be stolen if the place you're buying from doesn't have protections in place, like an SSL certificate in their shopping cart. Also, e-commerce produces less of a paper trail for auditors to analyze. Electronic Data Interchange, or EDI. EDI uses globally accepted standards for transmitting information or documents. And the main perk is that EDI is efficient. No human intervention is needed when one company needs to send documents to another. Networks. A server stores shared programs and documents. A database is located on that server and allows users to share the documents. A LAN, or local area network, connects computers in close proximity. Maybe you have a few computers in your house that are all connected. That is a LAN. A wide area network connects computers that are far apart. A CPA firm with offices in different cities stay connected via a wide area network. A value-added network is a privately owned network that serves as a third party between two different companies. An advantage of a value-added network is that it routes EDI transactions, and it also accepts a wide range of protocols. The downside of value-added networks is that they are very expensive. Network risk. A firewall prevents unauthorized access to a network. A virus takes over a computer, but needs a host program to run. Think of a virus that makes you sick. It has no effect if it's just floating around in the air. A virus needs a host. A worm takes over multiple computers, but doesn't need a host program to run. Contrast that with a virus, which does need a host program to run. We now switch to computer hardware. RAM. This is your internal memory, and it's what does the power balancing act when you have several programs running at once. If your computer is boggy, when you have a bunch of programs running, you either need more RAM or you need to close some programs to give your computer a fighting chance. A CPU processes commands within the computer. When I think of a processor, I think of Intel. Various input device examples for the CPA exam. Some of these seem self-explanatory, some of them will seem archaic, but just for exam purposes, just know them. You have your keyboard and mouse. Those are input devices. You have scanners, magnetic ink readers, magnetic tape readers, EDI, electronic data interchange, which we just covered. Note that EDI counts as an input device. Finally, another example of an input device is a point-of-sale scanner, like at a cash register. Output device examples include speakers and your computer monitor. A gateway connects one network to another. The internet, for example, is connected by gateways. Finally, job control language schedules and allocates system resources. Again, job control language schedules and allocates system resources. Now, you might be listening to this thinking, okay, these are just random terms. Why do I care? Well, all these random terms, you will probably see them on exam day. So I recommend that you listen to this particular chapter several times. Computer hardware and software controls. Parity checks detect internal data errors. A parity check is where a bit is added to each character and it checks to see if the bit was lost along the way. That was a parity check. An echo check is where transmitted data is returned to the sender for verification, much like an echo. Change controls authorize program changes and approves program test results. That's a change control. Security software controls access to IT systems, but be sure to not confuse security software with antivirus software. A digital signature confirms that a message has not been altered along the way. Computer types. The smallest type of computer is your smartphone or tablet. Then there is a microcomputer, such as a Mac or a PC, which are very cost effective. A mini computer is like a mainframe, but smaller. A mainframe is a large computer with terminals attached. And finally, a supercomputer is very powerful and very big. Some basic computer terms you should know. A bit uses ones and zeros, one for on, zero for off. A byte is 8 bits, which equals 1 character. A field is a group of related characters, such as a zip code. A record is a group of related fields, like name, address, city, state, and zip code. My family recently went to take a group picture for our church's directory, and the older gentleman could not believe how many kids we had. I have 5 kids, and I'm a firm believer in economies of scale. Inevitably, when you can tell that someone can't believe that you have so many kids, your kids behave their worst, and so it was on that day. The Elliot's address, city, state, and zip code is a record in that church directory. A file is a group of related records. So the Elliots and their clan, along with all the quote normal families, make up that church membership directory, which again is a file. Computer languages. Design engineers determine the appropriate language used for a specific computer. It's a judgment call made on a computer-to-computer basis, and that's what a design engineer does. Source programs are written in English. Object programs, on the other hand, are written in a language that computers understand. So, it's the job of a compiler to serve as translator, taking the source language in English and converting it to the object language that the computer understands, and that's what a compiler does. Computer processing. Online analytical processing uses a data warehouse to support management decision making. This is where data mining happens. Imagine a warehouse full of gold with management in there mining for it. Online analytical processing, data warehouse, data mining. Online transaction processing processes a company's routine transactions. Batch processing. Batch processing updates files all at once. This is how CPA exam scores are currently processed. They hit the go button, so to speak, and all the files update and appear on the candidate's screen. Batch processing leaves a better audit trail and uses the grandfather, father, son backup system, which provides 3 levels of backup, and each backup is kept in a different location. So let's recap. Online processing is instant in real time. Online processing processes transactions as they occur. Batch processing is held and then processed all at once, and batch processing is easier to audit. Computer output controls. An output control asks, was the output data valid, distributed, and used in an authorized manner? A processing control asks, did the data processing produce the proper output? In other words, was it correct? Computer input controls. A hash total is an input control. It is a sum of meaningless numbers. Like if you added the sum of all of your social security numbers, That is a hash total. A validity check is also an input control. It compares the data to existing tables or files and checks to see if certain answers belong. For instance, is there a number in a yes or no blank? Is this person actually a customer? That is a validity check. A limit check is also an input control. A limit check is a field that can't surpass a certain amount. For example, an age field cannot exceed 110. That is a limit check. A check digit is something that adds an identification number to a set of digits, usually at the end. A field check is an input control that prevents invalid characters, such as letters, from being entered into a social security number field. Disaster recovery. A hot site is ready to take over immediately if corporate headquarters gets leveled by a tornado. A cold site will take time to set up and get running if a disaster strikes. Flowchart symbols. Since this is an audio course, describing flowchart symbols is difficult, but please stick with me. Let's begin with a process. A process is a rectangle. Picture a processing plant. The building is rectangular. An alternate process, however, is a little more cool, a little more hip. It's alternative. It's still a rectangle, but the corners are rounded. If a process is jeans, then an alternate process is tight roll jeans. I may be showing my age with that one. A connector is round. Picture any audio or video cable for a stereo system. The red or yellow covering is round. It connects your DVD player or whatever to the stereo. Connectors are round. A decision is a diamond. When a young couple decides that they want to get married, they go looking for a diamond. They make the decision, so they go look for a diamond. A document looks like a rectangle with a slight bite taken off of one edge, almost like the feed tray of the copier mangled your document. That is a document symbol. Manual operation looks like a construction cone with the top knocked off and then flipped over on its end. Picture manual laborers working construction, and then there's a close call because some car got too close because they were texting and they clipped a cone, ripping the top off and flipping it upside down. That is a manual operation. A terminator is oval, like a cyborg eye. Let's talk about computer databases. SQL, pronounced SQL, is short for Structured Query Language, and it's the most common database language. Another71.com runs off SQL. There are three types of database languages you need to know. First is data definition language. It does what it says. It defines the database. And data definition language controls the tables. It's like the CEO. Data manipulation language queries database tables. It's like the accountants sitting in cubicles, running reports, trying to manipulate their bosses for promotions. That's data manipulation language, and it queries database tables. Data control language controls database access. It's like internal audit. Data control language is like internal control. It controls database access. A relational database has a logical structure and uses rows and columns similar to a spreadsheet. Computer databases, SQL, pronounced SQL, is short for Structured Query Language, and it's the most common database language. Another71.com runs off SQL. Now, there are three types of database languages you need to know. The first is data definition language. It does what it says. It defines the database and it controls the tables. It's like the CEO of the database. Data manipulation language, it queries the database tables. It's like the accountants sitting in cubicles running reports. And then finally, data control language. It controls the database access. It's like internal audit. A relational database has a logical structure, and it uses rows and columns, similar to a spreadsheet. An example would be CRUD, create, read, update, and delete. A hierarchical database has various levels and uses trees to store data. Some database advantages would be that the data is more accessible and has reduced redundancy, and it's easy to add and delete records. Some disadvantages of databases would be the cost of installation. They're very expensive, and skilled personnel are required to maintain, like a database administrator, because servers and databases are a mess to deal with if you don't know what you're doing. Databases use a three-layer system, a desktop client, an application server, and a database server. You can remember this because your desktop computer at the office or home runs applications and saves to a database. The next IT topic is COBIT. COBIT is a globally accepted set of IT best practices for the board of directors, company execs, and management. And COBIT aligns the goals and the objectives of the organization with IT, and it improves IT efficiency and cost effectiveness. COBIT also helps management to manage their IT investment, and because it provides a common language between IT and the management team, then the IT investment can be better utilized. COBIT also aids an organization with Sarbanes-Oxley or SOX compliance. Now here's some IT terminology to memorize, and the AICPA has specifically mentioned this, so I think it's a good idea to know it. Artificial intelligence or machine learning. This is technology that mimics human behavior. Automation, which is where third parties like payroll, banks, send clients' data directly to the CPA. Then there's big data and data analytics, which identifies trends and large amounts of data, and it's used for predictions and decision making. It can be used to identify fraud and to identify patterns like healthcare transactions for patients. Data visualizations. This puts accounting data into a visual form, like charts, graphs, images, and it makes data more meaningful for decision making. Then there's blockchain, and that's the technology behind Bitcoin, which uses distributed ledgers. So, and think decentralization versus centralization. It captures accounting data in real time. An advantage of blockchain is that it makes fraud harder. A disadvantage is that it's susceptible to price volatility, and it's mostly available on the internet. And you've seen blockchain, or Bitcoin rather, go way up and go way down, and so it's very volatile. Cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin are a digital asset or currency, so think online gold. And cryptocurrencies are decentralized, and they use cryptography, which makes it difficult to counterfeit, but easy to replicate, which is why you have competitors to Bitcoin like Ethereum. Coming back to Bitcoin, Bitcoin was the first decentralized cryptocurrency. And like we said, Bitcoin uses blockchain. And so each transaction is standalone. Next is cloud operations or data storage. And this is the storage of files or data on third-party servers over the internet versus keeping them internally. It's more convenient. It's cost effective, but there's a risk of hacking or unauthorized access. And it's also more risky because third parties manage the data and the risk, and public and private clouds are available. Cybersecurity, these are security protocols to prevent unauthorized access to computers, files, or documents. They include firewalls and software and hardware, which could prevent hackers from breaking into an internal information system. So that's cybersecurity. You already knew what that was. And then finally, digital business models. And this is where you leverage online and physical assets for competitive advantages in the marketplace. In our final section, we will discuss data analytics. Now, data analytics encompasses a wide range of topics. We are going to focus on the basics and what I think you need to know for the CPA exam. So we're going to talk about big data, types of analytics, and then finally, data visualization. So beginning with big data, you have volume, veracity, velocity, and variety. First, volume. Volume speaks to the quantity of data. Volume, that makes sense. Veracity describes the quality or the accuracy of the data. Velocity, as you might expect, is the speed at which the data is obtained. And then finally, variety. It's the type of data being dealt with. So you have volume, which is quantity, veracity, which is quality, velocity, which is speed, and variety. It's the type of data. So that's big data. Then you have types of analytics. You have descriptive, diagnostic, predictive, and prescriptive analytics. So descriptive analytics, diagnostic analytics, predictive analytics, and prescriptive analytics. Descriptive, diagnostic, predictive, prescriptive. And finally, data visualization. And some examples of this are line charts, bar charts, pie charts, histograms, scatter plots, and tables. This includes Chapter 2.